Welcome to the Quarterly Contact Center podcast series. I'm Ron Davis with Analyst Relations. This quarter's podcast series provides you with a summary of contact center successes and activities for each quarter, with this one focusing on Q3 FY10. The intent of this podcast is to provide the analyst community with information that will help you in your day-to-day jobs. With that said, I'd like to introduce Ross Daniels, Director of Unified Communication Solutions Marketing. Ross will be providing today's update. Ross, thanks for being here with us.
Absolutely. Thanks, Ron. It is terrific to be here. Quarters always seem to fly by, and we always seem to have so much to talk about. So happy to be able to do that again today.
Excellent. Yeah, the quarters do go by really quickly for us. Well, let's go ahead and jump right in then. I wanted to start off by talking about some of the highlights. And one of the highlights for us on Q3 was, of course, VoiceCon. I wasn't there this year, first time in a while, but I understand that it drew nearly 4,000 attendees to Orlando. And Cisco's theme this year was the new collaboration experience. Can you give the listeners more insight into how Contact Center was represented at the event and the results that we saw from being there?
Sure thing. First thing I would say is that, it was very encouraging to see a lot more optimism from the attendees at the event this year compared to last. Definitely felt a sense of relief, of people feeling that things were turning around in the industry. So that was palpable in our discussions with folks and the general energy of the event. In terms of our participation, especially as it related to Contact Center, first of all, Cisco overall had our sort of normal, very large presence, diamond sponsorship, very big booth with three dedicated floor spaces, a full Cisco telepresence pavilion, partner pavilion, and then for the main part of our booth, in lieu of a theater presentation, we actually had collaborative whiteboarding areas as well as our typical demonstrations. And on the contact center side, we were demonstrating a few different things. One of them was our customer interaction cloud solution, which is our joint integration with our unified contact center and Salesforce.com's service cloud. So this is a solution that we launched from a marketing standpoint in the fall, and that's available now in North America for early customers. So really able to demonstrate the simplicity in terms of setup and ongoing management for this as a service-based solution. The other really interesting piece we were demonstrating in our booth was part of our customer collaboration solution, which really focused on integrating social media with contact center workflow and routing. So this is something that we've shared with the analyst community over the last several months. That directionally we're moving towards this idea of customer collaboration, which incorporates all of the things that we're doing today, but also adds in important support for social media, as well as new tools for agents and agent desktops, as well as some interesting things around recording and using the network for recording media. So we were demonstrating the social media aspects, which were very well received. We gave those some additional exposure at the event as part of Tony Bates' keynote presentation and demonstration. So actually on the main stage in the Cisco keynote, Tony made the statement that, contact centers were fully evolving to something new and different called customer collaboration. So that was really great to see as well. We're really starting to get the word out there. And then beyond those activities, there were a number of, sessions where Cisco participated. On the contact center side of things, we participated in the annual Contact Center Update and Executive Forum breakout. I actually had the pleasure of sitting in on that panel myself. Good discussion with some of the other industry leaders around contact center technologies. Certainly one of the main things that we were talking about again was the social media integration piece, but also how video is impactful in the contact center in certain scenarios. So overall, very strong event, good event for us in customer care, and a good event overall.
Yeah, it sounds like it was a great event, actually. That's terrific. Thanks. So let's stay on the topic of events, and let's talk a little bit about Cisco Live. I know it's just around the corner for us. It's in Las Vegas this year. I think it's going to be starting June 27th through July 1st, if I'm correct.
Yep.
And I understand we're anticipating upwards of 10,000 attendees this year, which is a huge number and fantastic. Can you share with us what we're going to be talking to our customers and partners about at the event?
Sure thing. First important thing to know is that, you know, Cisco Live and its predecessor Networkers, its previous name at least, Networkers, really over the last 7-8 years has become kind of an annual gathering for contact center users. It's become sort of the hub for our global contact center user group and user base. So we end up having, you know, pretty strong agenda for them during the Cisco Live week. So we'll start off actually on the very first day of Cisco Live, which is actually on Sunday, similar to last year. I'm always amazed we're able to draw several hundred people to a Cisco session on a Sunday, but we did it last year, and we've already exceeded our the room capacity from a registration standpoint for this year. So we'll have this collaboration welcome session and kickoff on the 27th. And it's a 90-minute session. About two-thirds of the session is going to be dedicated to customer care, customer collaboration. The session will start off with collaboration highlights and some of our new announcements around collaboration that Barry O'Sullivan will actually be leading that part of the discussion. And then it really turns into a contact center and customer collaboration focused session. John Hernandez is going to be providing a vision update on where we are with customer collaboration. We're going to have some very compelling demonstrations that bring in not only the social media piece that I've been talking about, but also how other elements of Cisco's portfolio play into, you know, this idea of working together with customers, not just in the contact center, but more broadly. So how things like Cisco WebEx play into customer relationships. How things like our enterprise social software portfolio, things like Cisco Show and Share or Cisco Quad are going to be useful as part of that conversation as well. So really looking forward to that. And then we'll be having one of our customers from USAA joining us on stage for an interview of sorts to sort of talk about their experiences around customer care as well as other elements of UC and collaboration. Now, beyond that main kickoff event, you know, obviously, big collaboration booth in the world of solutions. Again, the contact center demonstrations will be prominent there as well. And then a number of sessions in the technical networkers track. Again, we're usually upwards of 25 or so sessions over the course of the week. And then we'll additionally this year have some dedicated sort of exclusive sessions for members of our collaboration user group. So we'll have one of our customers actually leading a session on customer reporting with the Unified Intelligence Center. We'll have a mini training on Contact Center Express workforce optimization. We'll have an advanced application design session for self-service with customer voice portal. So really just a wealth of activities that our users are going to be able to experience there.
Great. And still on the topic of events, I understand that we will be at Speech Tech again this year. That is going to be August of this year in New York City, I believe.
Yeah, and you know, Speech Tech, it's a little bit further out there, but just to get it in people's minds, I know that a lot of the analysts, still do track that event. It's been a good event for us in the self-service space. So, we're happy to continue to support that event. We'll have standard booth presence there. We're showcasing customer voice portal. Actually, this year as well, we'll be showcasing some of our unified communications solutions that are speech-enabled as well. So a little bit different flavor there. We've also got a number of speaking opportunities that we're wrapping up into that agenda as well. So should, again, be a good event for us coming up in August in New York at Speech Tech.
Great. Looks like we have a lot of things coming up in the next couple of months, so that's terrific.
Pretty busy.
Yeah. So let me go ahead and switch gears on you here and talk a little bit about, if you could for us, the contact center products that we've seen reach FCS recently.
Sure. So FCS, just to remind folks, is our first customer shipment. So that means it's available for customers to order. So I think folks hopefully know that we release these products as part of a system release, and the contact center solutions were part of the Unified Communications System Release 8.0. And the individual pieces that make up that system sometimes release separately as well. So the Contact Center Enterprise, for example, version 8, reached that first customer shipment milestone in April. Same with our Contact Center Express and our Unified Intelligence Center. Customer Voice Portal 8.0 actually reached FCS just this week on May 3rd. A number of new capabilities that I think we've talked about a little bit with the analyst community, but in Contact Center Enterprise 8.0, a lot of focus on serviceability and manageability in this release. You really make the system total cost of ownership even more improved from the previous release. Also adding some key capabilities around reporting with the Unified Intelligence Center. with the Customer Voice Portal 8.0, again, that just reached FCS on May 3rd, features like courtesy callback, some enhancements to our SIP capabilities as well, supporting the Cisco Analysis Manager for diagnostics and troubleshooting, and also really throughout the portfolio, continuing to add support for VMware and the Unified Computing System servers. So a lot going on across the entire portfolio that again, has all now reached first customer shipment. So pretty exciting from a product standpoint. And again, any analysts who are interested in more detailed briefings on some of these things, if they haven't gotten them yet, should certainly reach out to Cisco Analyst Relations, and I would be happy to go into more detail on some of these.
That's awesome. Looks like we're really moving things forward. So thanks. That's a great step for us. So, Russ, before we wrap up the podcast here today, are there any other updates you want to provide to the analyst community? Anything top of mind with you?
I think just that, as you indicated, I think a lot of momentum for us still in this space. Again, was very encouraged to hear at the Contact Center Executive Panel at VoiceCon that across the industry, it seems that, again, things are certainly seem to be picking up. Again, we're seeing some of that momentum as well in what we're seeing as we talk to customers. The fear seems to have left most elements of the industry, which is a good thing from what we're hearing from customers. And, from a product standpoint, obviously coming out with 8.0 releases, really feeling like we're leading a little bit on some of the customer collaboration and social media pieces, looking for additional analyst feedback and discussion on some of those items. But that's an area that we think is going to be pretty exciting. And again, we're making some pretty strong investments, as we've indicated previously, into that area. So we had, I think, a good number of successes in Q3, and I think Q4 will hopefully be just as good or even better.
Awesome. Thanks for all the updates, Russ.
All right. My pleasure. Love doing it.
Great. So for more information on Cisco Unified Customer Contact Center Solutions, please visit www.cisco.com/go/cc. I'm Ron Davis. Thanks for joining this edition of the Quarterly Contact Center Podcast Series.